Obviously, the 1,283 cases are an indication of the climate that we are living in the United States due to tension, dehumanization of the Palestinians, Muslims, and the one-sided approach that President Biden has taken towards the crisis on Gaza. The president has adopted the Israeli point of view to the point that the White House had to retract some of the assertions that President Biden claimed, especially the so-called beheading of Israeli babies at the hands of Palestinians. And similarly, we have seen similar assertions being retracted or proved to be false. This, in turn, impacts how people look at the subjects of those policies, mainly Palestinians, Muslims, and Arabs who support Palestinians in the United States. The president's claim that he is warning against Islamophobia, it is misplaced. Yes, we need to fight Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, but we believe that Biden's administration's policies towards the Palestinians, his one-sided approach and support for the state of Israel in its brutal campaign against the Palestinians is fueling Islamophobia and tension in the United States, including anti-Semitism.
How did CARE handle those incidents, and what was the response from U.S. authorities on both federal and state level?
Our organization, despite the fact that we have about 35 offices in the United States, we're overwhelmed. We do not even have the human capacity to absorb and intake these cases, to review the victims or those who need our help. And because of this, we're working hard to increase our capacity by hiring more staff and more attorneys to handle these complaints. And obviously, it is a huge challenge for our community and our organization to deal with this number of cases. Additionally, I have to say, these numbers are only an indication. They don't reflect the reality on the ground. The reality on the ground is much worse than that because we know for a fact that our community underreports what's happening to it because of the fear of retaliation. So this is like the tip of the iceberg, and it's a message telling us what's going on to pro-Palestine activists, whether Muslims, Arabs, Palestinians, or even Jewish Americans or regular Americans who started to speak up in favor of Palestinians and against the U.S. government support for the state of Israel. They do get help, but in comparison, the community feel it needs more protection from our government.
So, what role should political leaders, media outlets, civic organizations play in ending this surge in bigotry?
When it comes to elected representatives and political leaders, they really have to reflect the values of this country, which means dignity, respect, and protection and justice for all at home and abroad. If they fail to reflect these values and these principles and these commitments, they should also look at the public. 68% of Americans believe that the U.S. government should call for a ceasefire, while we have only about 35 members of Congress out of 535 congresspeople from the Senate and the House who are only supporting the ceasefire, which means the overwhelming majority of our members of Congress are out of sync, out of step with the American people who put them in office. They have to honor the will of the American people and put an end to this carnage in Gaza. In terms of media, I would like the media to wake up, honor journalism, and reflect both sides of the stories. Since October 7th, we have seen one-sided coverage that helped dehumanize the Palestinians and gave a green light for the state of Israel to commit its horrific crimes against the Palestinian children, women, and men, and also allowing the state of Israel to cut off water, food, electricity as weapons of war against the 2.3 million residents of the Gaza Strip.